Day 10, Holy Spirit. Text is the book of Jude, verses 20 and 21. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in the most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. J. Vernon McGee penned, "The theme of this book, that is Jude, is assurance in days of apostasy." Jude's subject is the coming apostasy. He gives us the most vivid account that we have of the apostasy, and he presents it in a very dramatic manner. Jude hangs out a red lantern on the most dangerous curve along the highway the Church of Christ is traveling. Jude describes in vivid terms and with awe-inspiring language the frightful conditions that were coming in the future. This little epistle is like a burglar alarm. Apostates have broken into the church. They came in the side door when nobody was watching. End of quote. Is there any doubt that we, too, need assurance in these last days? Then it is important to be able to pray in the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, when he comes in a personal Pentecost, he will also come, Ravenhill said, I am sure, as a spirit of prayer. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of power, helpeth our infirmity in prayer. The Holy Spirit as a spirit of life ends our deadness in prayer. The Holy Spirit as a spirit of wisdom delivers us from ignorance in this holy art of prayer. The Holy Spirit as a spirit of fire delivers us from coldness in prayer. The Holy Spirit as a spirit of might comes to our aid in our weakness as we pray. That was page 90. Our prayer focus: pray for revival of the Holy Spirit among believers. Pray a hunger for his baptism and for the evidence of his words. Let the Holy Spirit make intercession for you today, and let your faith be increased, knowing that you have just prayed the will of God by his Spirit.